Big part of the week this week, Senator, was time spent on a concurrent resolution that deals with transportation funding.
Yes, I think we came up with a tentative agreement with some very conservative people in the Senate, reached an agreement, and the governor's reached an agreement with them for funding for bridges, and along with that, seeking federal funds to replace a bridge at Roachport, which is between Columbia and Boonville, and the projected repair is in bad disarray. The projected repair, I think, was $45 million to repair it, and it's like $200 million replace it, but in repairing it, we're talking about people on I-70 that could be delayed up to 8 hours or more with the traffic it gets on it. So this proposal may work. I hope it does. I think it'd be a lot better for all of us if we can get something worked out that way. And so governor's been very flexible with it, working really hard, trying to work out all the details of it. We did pass something today, and I think next week it'll be finalized and then sent over the House. So that's a good sign. We have to have bridges. We have to have roads. And then also in doing this, and one of the conditions is issuing bonds with this is that we get federal money. So we could get up to $175 million in federal money to go along with this for a couple bridges. So that's huge. And state's in debt $300 million, but we can get $175 million to add to it. And the debt, I think, is at 2.2% interest. Makes it a pretty good deal for citizens of Missouri.
That's a good part of it, too, is the fact that those interest rates on that money are fairly low.
Right, and inflation's probably 3% a year on construction material. Can be 3% up to 4%. So actually, we're getting the use of it by taking advantage of building now. And so it's actually going to save money in the long run. Hard to explain that. Like your wife going out, and I just saved you $20, you know, buying something for $100 because it's marked down. It is a good investment for the state of Missouri, in my opinion.
A lot of other bills going through this week as well. One of yours for nursing homes is making its way through as well.
Yeah, I passed one today that came out. Our nursing homes are at a severe disadvantage. We've had 5 or 6 close due to Medicaid funding for them. And so that's been in a big one in St. Louis, close their arm. Nursing homes are starting to reject taking Medicaid patients. It will be third read and passed next week, I guess, but it allows reimbursement to allow these homes to remodel and possibly get people besides Medicaid people in them. Medicare pays $450 a day. Some of these nursing homes get $138 a day. So the $138 does not cover their expenses, but people are leaving them because they're old, outdated, and this bill will allow them to remodel, add to it, do some things, and get reimbursed at a higher rate than what they currently are. Right now, if you bought a dilapidated nursing home, built a new one across the road, you would still be stuck at that $138 a day. If you just start out brand new, it goes to $168 a day. So it only makes sense to do this, encourage some of that, and taking care of our most vulnerable citizens. That's what it's all about. Have a heart for kids and seniors, and that's been one of my passions for 3 years and finally getting it done this year.
Time also spent this week on a couple of different resolutions that would eventually, if they're passed, go to the voters, but those deal with term limits.
We did. He had one that wants to put term limits on officials that currently don't have term limits. That would be the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the auditor, and secretary of state. So he wants to limit it to the same as the governor has. And that would be up to the vote of the people. The people will get to decide that. So that's passed out. So it will go to the House now and see what happens there.